You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is hypothermia? Now, this is one of those temperature-related medical conditions, and it can be dangerous. It's caused by low temperatures from outside air or being in water, and it creates abnormally low temperatures in your body. As a warm-blooded animal, our bodies can automatically control, regulate our body temperatures. This internal temperature is maintained by a portion of your brain called the hypothalamus. Stick a thermometer in your mouth, and it's about 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit, give or take a little bit. Our bodies have what's called a core body temperature, which allows our organs and body functions to work properly and safely. Get to around 97 degrees Fahrenheit, and our bodies are experiencing hypothermia. Even lower, around 95 degrees, and according to the U.S. National Institute of Health, it can be life-threatening. Our body's typical responses to cold include automatically changing the sizes of blood vessels to control blood flow to non-vital areas, or shivering to generate heat. During hypothermia, the body is so cold, it starts to shut down. It can even lead to organ damage, heart attacks, as well as frostbite. Initial mild symptoms can be shivering, goosebumps, numbness. This can progress to confusion, being quiet, dizziness, clumsiness, drowsiness, cold or blue skin, weakness, inability to shiver. Even more severe symptoms can be hallucinations, falling asleep, decreased pulse rate and breathing rate, and eventually death. And while hypothermia can happen faster in wintry air, wind, or icy water, it can happen in warmer temperatures. Air or water temperatures can be in the 30s to 50s Fahrenheit. It just has to be colder than, well, you, your body temperature. To avoid hypothermia, dress warmly, protect hands, head, face, and feet. Dress in layers. Keep moving. Avoid getting wet. Try to take breaks to get inside or get near heat. If you experience hypothermia, remove the cold, wet clothing and put on dry clothes. Wrap yourself in a blanket. Drink warm liquids without caffeine or alcohol. Here's an easy experiment that you can try at home. Time how long it takes you to tie your shoelaces. Pretty easy, huh? Put your hands in a bucket of ice water as long as possible. Yeah, this part isn't very much fun. Now, time how long it takes to tie your shoelaces. Not that easy to do. And this was just your hands, not your whole body. Well, we've just learned a little bit about hypothermia. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday afternoon matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.